There are cars and trucks. They can't go more than 35 miles, and they can't be taken on public roads. Top speed is under 30 miles an hour. Stephen Clark, the installation maintenance officer, told the Progress Index the electrics can be used to get to the ordnance campus on a flyover bridge. He said the vehicles can all be charged on a household 110 outlet, and charging stations are going to be in place shortly. Various officers on post are driving the cars to get to post meetings and activities. Driving a gas-powered car 35 miles can cost $3, Clark said, and savings and the environment were among the reasons the electric vehicles were brought to Fort Lee. There is one drawback, he noted. No air conditioning, but he said they do have a great heater. John Ogle, WCVE News.